weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7. Driving you home safe. Power Drive with Thabiso Kotane, 3 to 6 p.m.
So we come back to the city of Johannesburg, where the Center for Development Enterprise has produced a second edition of a report entitled Johannesburg Matters, Fixing South Africa's Growth Engine series. And to tell us more, Anne Beinston, Executive Director for Center for Development and Enterprise. Anne, thank you for your time. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Wonderful. Please tell us about this report. It's a second report, Johannesburg Matters, Fixing South Africa's Growth Engine.
Yeah, so we're bringing out a series of reports before the local government elections. And this is all about the Johannesburg budget. So we're incrementally building up a diagnosis of really, really what's going wrong in the city, and at the same time building up our recommendations for what a new political leadership should be doing after the local government elections in November. So the budget reflects a city that's being terribly managed. I think that would be the first conclusion. And to put it, this is complicated, to put it simply, what the city has been doing for the last decade is it sends out its bills, it assumes everyone will pay them, and that it will get all that revenue and cash in, and it spends as though all the money has been collected. So what's happened is there's increasing non-payment in Johannesburg for rates and services, and so the gross number of unpaid bills in the last decade has gone from 15 billion rand to now 72 billion rand, a 17% increase every year. But at the same time, the city keeps spending. And what's it spending on? Well, it's spending on paying for itself. So employee costs have grown something like 9% every year, so that now 40% of the money the city raises from your and my taxes and rates, 40% goes to paying staff. What's also happening is that the services are deteriorating. I don't have to tell anyone who lives in Johannesburg that. But what happens is that you get non-payment for services rises, okay? So the city then thinks, oh, we must raise the tariffs, the amount of money people must pay, because we've got to make up more money, which leads more people to not pay because they can't afford it, or it's they think it's too much money. So more households stop paying, and you get less cash coming into the city. They put less money into maintaining the infrastructure, so the services deteriorate. The willingness of all of us to pay goes down even more. And you get this terrible sort of vicious circle downwards where services deteriorate, but the costs of living in the city go up, and we're not putting enough money into infrastructure is the bottom line. And that's why your water doesn't come and your substation explodes, and the electricity
does the report speak to solutions, short term and long term?
Well, short term, the election in November is absolutely critical. We have a pretty dysfunctional government in Joburg. In 10 years, we've had 9 different mayors, 8 different administrations. No mayor has been able to see through a 5-year term. And we can't go on like this. What the city needs is for voters in November to elect a stable political leadership for Johannesburg. That's what we need, so that they can introduce bold reforms and see them through. And voters really need to think hard about who is going to do that and how. We don't want a dysfunctional government again. So that's that really, really matters. Now, what should you do about the budget? Well, the city has to collect more of its bills. And it's so obvious as to sound silly, but you can't carry on like this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to collect more of your revenue. You have to look after the poor and the indigent, but you can't have a generalized culture of non-payment continuing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to prioritize infrastructure in the budget, and we have to cut employee costs. And you've got to restore credibility in the Joburg budget so that we can get lenders to lend us money and investors and get things going again. So there is one other thing you have to do, which your listeners will understand, which is a forthcoming report we're going to issue in more detail. What do you do about the corruption and the criminal ecosystem in and around the city so that we're all getting value for money, which we're not in many, many cases?
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you've got the solutions around that hard nut that a lot of administrations have been struggling to crack. But we're looking forward to it. When is it coming out?
Well, we'll get it out early October. That's the plan. So stay with us. We're slowly learning as we go and sharing as quickly as we can with everybody.
Yeah.
And that report is scheduled for early October. There'll also be another one. An important thing to know is Johannesburg's economy, like the country's, is pretty stagnant, 1%
a year,
which is less than population growth. And in the last decade, the population has grown by about 750,000 people, and the number of jobs, 30,000. So economic growth, which will be another report, is absolutely essential. You've got to fix what's broken, and we've got to get the economy really powering to provide a better life for everybody in Joburg.
So the current one, how do people access it, the report?
So all our reports, we released the first one last week and the second one this week. They're all on the CDE website. Please go there. There's a lot of research, and then there's a short 5-6-page document from CDE as well as the independent research report.
Wonderful.
So go to the website, and if you follow us on X, you'll be alerted to all of this and the events that we're having to launch the documents, which people are finding very helpful.
Wonderful.
Welcome to everybody.
Thank you so much. Thanks for this. We really appreciate it. And thanks for your time as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Beinston, they've done extensive research, and she says that there are other editions that are coming through, saying that if you want to access the reports, go to their website, the Center for Development and Enterprise, CDE, or check them out on X as well if you want to get a sense of what their research shows in terms of what the problems are and where solutions lie in particular.